Shalom, brothers and sisters. I greet you all in the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I believe and trust that you are well. I'm so thankful and grateful unto you all for the encouragement and your prayers. Continue remembering me in prayers. I'm Brother Chavula Masuzio from Zambia. We are going to continue with our thought that we started yesterday, that which we looked into and saw how God can bring a testimony out of the barren or things that seem not to have value. And we saw in the life of Manoah that the wife of Manoah was barren, yet God brought a great testimony out of them. Let us see something that God does in the life of his children. The purpose of the testimony is what we are going to look at today. Because I believe whatever God does has a purpose. Even our redemption has a purpose. When God heals you, you have a testimony of healing. But what could be the purpose of that testimony? When God blesses you with a job, that's a testimony. A testimony that has come forth has a purpose. Now, many times, we usually rejoice, which is good to rejoice and appreciate God for the testimony. But do we know or consider the purpose of that testimony that has brought joy to us? Because God does not do things without a purpose. He has a purpose attached to whatever he does. Now let us look at the testimony that came out of the barren woman, and that is the wife of Manoah we are looking at in Judges chapter 13. So let us look at the purpose and see how God desires for you and I to stand so that our testimony has a purpose. Let us continue in Judges chapter 13. Yesterday we ended on verse 3. I'll start from the same verse 3, and the Bible reads, "And the angel of the Lord appeared unto the woman and said unto her, Behold now, thou art barren and bearest not, but thou shalt conceive and bear a son. Verse 4. Now therefore beware, I pray thee, and drink not wine, nor strong drink, nor eat anything unclean. Verse 5. For lo, thou shalt conceive and bear a son, and no razor shall come on his head. For the child shall be a Nazarite unto God from the womb." So Samson here is born. Samson himself being a testimony. But now the purpose of this testimony is this: "And he shall begin to deliver Israel out of the hand of the Philistines." Glory. So Manoah and his wife, they are assured of a testimony. But it does just not end on a testimony. The angel explained the purpose of the testimony. That when this testimony comes to be, or comes in place, or it comes to manifest, it will have a purpose. So when Samson was born, he was a testimony in the life of Manoah and his wife, but he had a purpose. And the angel said, the purpose of God giving you this testimony, it's because the testimony must deliver. Hallelujah. Do you see that, brothers and sisters?
It was to deliver the children of Israel from the hands of the Philistines. So you see that a testimony that God gives unto you has a purpose. It is not just there to give you joy. It goes beyond giving you joy. It goes beyond God taking you out of shame. It goes beyond God taking you out of unemployment. It has a purpose that it might achieve. See this. The testimony that brought joy in the life of Manoah, brothers and sisters, it had a purpose to deliver Israel from the evil ones. If I may use that word. From the hands of the Philistines. That was the purpose. So God had a goal to achieve. He had a purpose to fulfill through the testimony that he brought in the life of Manoah and his wife. See? So the works of God, when he gives you a testimony, you should always know there is a purpose in that testimony that God wants to achieve. So Manoah rejoiced. Manoah was happy. Manoah glorified God when God gave them a child. That testimony, okay? But that testimony had to achieve a purpose of bringing out the children of Israel out of the hands of the Philistines. Because they were bound, they were tormented by the Philistines. But God had to bring a testimony. Glory. So that the testimony can help him achieve his purpose of bringing the children of Israel out of the hands of the children of Israel. I mean, out of the hands of the Philistines, sorry. Now, my brother, my sister, this morning I want to encourage you. Your life, God does many miracles for you and I. Or let me use the word, God has given us testimonies. But there's always trouble with us. Because sometimes we just say, oh, he has done it. He has done it for me. But we should be able to see beyond. That yes, God has done it. He has given you joy. He has given you a testimony. But that testimony is for the sake of others. Maybe in the fellowship where you are, when God gives you a job, it has a purpose to help the one who does not believe so that they can believe for them to be blessed by God with a job. See? When God heals you, it is not for you. There is someone maybe who does not believe. They are still doubting. So the purpose of God healing you, it is to help them come off at unbelief. So that they can believe and receive the blessing as well. So that testimony that God has given unto you, it has a purpose to achieve in the community where you are. It has a purpose to achieve in the fellowship where you are, brothers and sisters. There is something that God wants to do for someone who's looking unto you. How can they be delivered unless God gives you a testimony? They will believe to say their God is alive. It is true what he says he does. So that testimony that God gives you has a purpose to achieve in the life of another person. It is not just for you and I. It has a purpose to deliver the message. And that message can rescue souls out of hell. It can take people out of unbelief. So the testimony that God gives unto you and I, it has a purpose to fulfill, brothers and sisters. It has a goal that it has to achieve. Just like we have seen in the life of Manoah, the angel told Manoah, this testimony that you are going to have, it will have a purpose of delivering Israel out of the hands of the Philistines. The angel specific, pointing out the blessing that will come as a result of the testimony, is that Israel will be delivered. Israel will be liberated. So you may be going through something and you are troubled. Don't be troubled. Be at peace. It's for the sake of others. God knows the works to bring in the lives of his children. Yes, he will give you a testimony, but that testimony, let us look beyond it today. That this testimony has a purpose to achieve in the fellowship. It has a purpose to achieve at your workplace. It has a purpose to achieve in the community you stay. It's for this reason I believe and trust Paul says we are living epistles read by all men. Amen. So whatever God does, it is written in our lives and people are able to read. So, well, yes, there is healing there. God has healed them. So God is the healer. Oh, yes, there is deliverance. They are able to see it through the testimony that God gives unto you because it is written and they can read. And they can believe God. They can be rescued because of the testimony that God has given unto you, which is achieving a purpose by delivering a message through your life. So, brothers, God is wonderful. Whatever he does, it has a purpose. There's something that God wants to achieve. Our redemption as well has a purpose. The baptism of the Holy Ghost has a purpose. Amen. Justification has a purpose. Sanctification has a purpose as well. So whatever God does, there is a purpose attached unto it. He does not just do things just for the sake of doing them. There is a goal that he wants to achieve. There is a purpose that he wants to fulfill. That's why sometimes it's important not to be ashamed of testifying of what God has done for you. Because you may not know how your testimony can help another one. You may not know how your testimony can encourage someone who was doubting God to believe and wait upon him. We have to testify. Let us glorify God because our testimony can rescue someone else. So the testimony has a purpose to achieve. All these that we read in the Bible, so these are testimonies. Here we are reading of Manoah. It's a testimony. And through such scriptures, there are many that have been rescued out of unbelief. Now, how much more who you who is alive, present in that fellowship, if you testify? That testimony have impact to in the lives of many. It will help many. It will rescue many. So that testimony that the Lord has given unto you, brothers and sisters, it has a purpose. Don't be ashamed of testifying. He has done it. He has done it. There was a purpose why he did that into your life. There is a purpose. No matter how small it can be, no matter how big it can be, it is a testimony. I believe for me, all testimonies are big. There is a purpose that God wants to achieve. So don't think that testimony you have, it is in vain. No. It was just there to excite you or give you joy. No. That testimony has a purpose. It can rescue someone, brothers and sisters. Maybe someone is dying right now. They just want to hear how you yourself were helped by God. How you yourself were fed by God by using people that he touched at that hour. Maybe someone does not have food. They have been crying unto God. They just need to hear from you how God provided in a miraculous way. That testimony can help them come out of unbelief. Maybe someone just wants to hear how God saved your life on that dying bed, how he came through for you. Maybe there's someone who's dying, but God does not want them to die now. He wants them to hear your testimony so that they can believe you the right way. Maybe there's someone who's struggling with sin. They want to hear how God saved you when you heard the message. Maybe that is the only thing that will help them. See, And that thing is your testimony that will fulfill the purpose by rescuing them, delivering them from this evil world. It has a purpose. Your testimony is a weapon, very powerful. And the scriptures tell us they overcame him by the word of their testimony. The word of their testimony. That word was the word of the Lord Jesus Christ. They were testifying of Jesus Christ. When you testify of healing, you testify that Jesus healed you. You see, so it's the word of the Lord Jesus you're speaking of. And we overcome the devil. The word of your testimony, testify, it has a purpose in the life of others. Let's overcome Satan by knowing that our testimonies have a purpose in this world.
I love this story of Manoah. It has really encouraged me. I hope it's able to encourage you. That God brought a testimony out of the broken. And now he's telling these people that this testimony will have the purpose to achieve. May the good Lord, brothers and sisters, richly bless you. Shalom.